Earlier this week, the Reserve Bank asked for comments on whether a domestic card scheme could work in South Africa, and if people think it can work, how should it be structured? So a direct competitor to Visa, MasterCard, American Express, a payment card that could only be used in South Africa. A couple of reasons, apparently. This is not a subject that I know a great deal about, but apparently regulators have been worried for a while about card-related fees and also a little concerned about taking data offshore to process a transaction between a South African buyer and a South African seller. To discuss this, we're joined by Walter Volker, who is an independent payments expert. Walter, very good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
Is this something that is worth pursuing? Maybe take a couple of steps back and just talk generally about international competitors. I'm trying to remember traveling around the world. Where have I gone where cards were being used that weren't MasterCard, Visa, or American Express?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think Visa or MasterCard especially completely dominate the card world. There are a few competitors. So if you went to China, you would run across UnionPay. And the Indians have launched RuPay. The Russians have also got their domestic scheme, and so do the Australians, FPOS, the Canadians, Intac, and I know the Europeans are also looking at something similar. But generally, all the others, you know, have not fared as well as the big American brands. And I must say, I think it's quite a difficult business case. You know, maybe I can just mention, John, that we as an industry did look at the feasibility of a domestic card scheme about 10 years ago. And at the time, the banks quite definitely rejected the concept after looking at it in quite a lot of detail.
On what grounds, if you could be as simple as possible in explaining them, please?
Yeah, there are a few. I think the one was obvious. The first one is your acceptance cross-border is obviously non-existent. That's the first one. Then you have to sort of develop technology from scratch as well as rules. But one of the biggest reasons I think banks are not keen on this is the whole issue of branding, brand affinity. And we mustn't underestimate, you know, the brand affinity and preferences of consumers. And especially if you're talking about a domestic-only, non-profit, sort of low-cost card, I think you might fall into the same trap as what we did with Mzansi a few years ago, where banks spent many millions of rands developing Mzansi, but because it was seen as inferior, nobody wanted it. And so I think unless you spend mega millions of rands to build a new brand, I think most consumers, given the choice, would still go for a Visa or a MasterCard or obviously Amex or Diners.
Yeah, I don't know. I've got an Amex card, and then the other cards they are branded by my bank, and I quite honestly wouldn't be able to tell you, Walter, with any degree of certainty whether I have both Master, because I have business, I have a small business, and then I have my personal cards, and I honestly couldn't tell you with any degree of certainty whether they're Visa or Master cards. So you know what kind of brand affinity is there in that?
Yeah, I think either or, I suppose, you know, the difference between those big brands, the fact is they're some of the most powerful brands in the world, and you'll see them sponsoring soccer and rugby and all these kind of things, so there's a very big brand affinity from consumers. You might not know, have you got a MasterCard or a Visa, but either of those.
I know, I've got one of them, so I'm comfortable with that.
So coming with a domestic one, I think that's purely, you know, I'm just talking about branding and consumer preferences. Obviously, there are a whole lot of other things also involved, as I mentioned, technology and developing rules. My view is that apart from probably sovereignty risk issues and sort of nationalism, possibly they're looking at SASSA cards as the primary vehicle of, you know, getting the big volume numbers in this domestic cards, because we have issued some 12 million SASSA cards. So that's probably the base that they're targeting. I don't think commercial banks generally would be interested, but, you know, if the government is issuing 12 million SASSA cards, they probably would would just force it into the market rather than giving the grant recipients a choice. So that's the only way I could see them getting sufficient volumes to make this a viable proposition.
What is the case for a domestic card? We spent a lot of time talking about the case against, but...
Yes. I think the case for... there's always been a little bit of nervousness in, you know, American-dominated companies, probably less so with Trump not being there. That's been a bit of an issue. The other one is obviously alignment to BRICS. South Africa is sort of more in the BRICS camp, and almost all the BRICS countries have got domestic schemes, probably also the counter to American domination. The other one that they often argue for is commercials. So Visa and MasterCard fees are not cheap per card, but whether it actually stacks up, certainly the banks did not think so when we did the investigation. I think the other thing I can just mention, which I think is a far better proposition for the Reserve Bank to look at, the banking industry is busy developing a digital phone-based real-time payment system, which I think will be far cheaper and far more viable as a domestic scheme than trying to compete with the global card schemes.
How would that work, Walter?
So you would just be able to tap with your card. Obviously, you can do that with a card or with a cell phone. So you would use your cell phone to make a payment, an instant payment, and the idea would be to make it very cheap or free to do an instant payment with your phone. Rather than with a card, and the banks are already spending many millions of rands developing that system. So I think that's a far more viable alternative as a domestic payment scheme.
And it's something that the banks are working on as an industry.
As we speak, yeah, absolutely.
So it wouldn't be
about 3 years ago. So
okay, and so all of the banks would offer the same system.
Yes, absolutely. That's absolutely key, that it's, pervasive amongst all the banks. So I think that's far more modern, far more relevant, and it'll obviously be domestic anyway, because there are no global standards in terms of digital mobile payments, except if you use a sort of contactless card in your cell phone. But other than that, most of these kind of schemes are domestic only.
So how soon might that be available as an option, as a payment option?
Well, they've only now signed up with an Indian company, TCS, to help develop the system. My own views, it'll probably take at least about 18 months before you're going to see some practical examples of that in real life. Probably within sort of 2 years, 2.5 years, you're going to start seeing it pervade all over, including major retailers, smaller retailers. So, I definitely think that is going to be a viable alternative to cards. And it'll be very user-friendly, instant, and all that kind of thing.
Walter Folker, thanks very, very much for talking to us. Used to be head of the Payment Association of South Africa, now an independent payment expert.